This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. And if it is January, well, then it is time to think about taxes. Some people actually call this tax season. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Stan Eden with the Eden Financial Group, offices in Fort Smith and Springdale. Stan, are you one of those people that calls this tax season?
Yes,
All right. Let's start with some good news about 2011 taxes for people. And that is that because of a holiday in the District of Columbia, we actually have a few extra days to file taxes this year, don't we?
That's correct,
So don't have to file till April 18th. But now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. There have been some changes in taxes for 2011?
Yeah, that's correct, The Congress did vote on December 17th to extend the Bush tax credits that came out in 2001. And primarily it involves that the 10%, the 15, 25, 28, 33, and 35 will remain the same. The itemized deductions will continue to be allowed for all taxpayers, and the marriage penalty relief will remain the same at couples is twice what single filers are. So that's kind of good news for all of us from the standpoint of paying income taxes. It's going to stay the same this year for us. And actually, it's going to be the same for the next 2 years, 2011 and 2012 then.
One of the big negotiating points in Washington as we approached that December 17th signing of the tax structure was about estate taxes. What ended up with estate taxes for the next couple of years?
Well, that was another great thing. The estate tax exemption was reinstated to $5 million per taxpayer with a top tax rate of 35%. So previously it had been 55%, and so it was reduced to 35%. So that means an individual can have an estate tax exemption of $5 million, or a couple, if they do proper planning, can have an estate tax exemption of $10 million in. So this is very good news for us from that standpoint. Also, beneficiaries will get to stepped up in basis for assets that they receive through an estate. That way, they won't have to pay any tax on that as they do inherit the asset then.
Of course, when you're thinking of the April deadline for 2011, it's what happened in 2010. What can people do now in January of a new year to help them out when they're thinking about paying taxes in 2012?
Well, several things that you can do. One is that you can begin saving for retirement if you haven't yet, if you're still working. We always advise a person to save all they can for retirement, whether through their company 401k plan or whatever, or their own IRA plan. Always do it at least up to the, an employee should always do at least up to the amount that the company matches, maybe 3%, 5%, or whatever might be the situation, and then they're allowed to put more in if they meet certain criteria on top of that. So saving for retirement that way does allow you to reduce income on that basis there. Another thing that will save income taxes down the road, maybe not this year, will be converting IRA to a Roth IRA. And, of course, as we all believe that taxes will be going up, this could certainly save a lot of taxes down the road. Another thing would be considering if you've got some investments and you're still in the 10 or 15% tax bracket, if you sell those investments that have long-term capital gains and that the increase in that investment from a tax standpoint still allows you to stay in the 10 and 15% tax bracket, then you pay no tax on the capital gain on that basis there. Another way to look at it also is if you've got a gain on a particular asset, and if you can offset that with a loss on a particular asset, maybe the two balance out each other. And then, of course, the carry forward is still $3,000 as far as a loss carry forward that you can take off income taxes. So those are about four or five different ways that a person can look at as far as trying to reduce their tax liabilities for this year then. And another thing, too, just to point out, a person can invest in tax-free investments and tax-deferred investments, and both of those do help you as far as reducing your tax liability for this year.
Now, there is also a bit of a break for people who have been unemployed for some time. That, too, came with the signing on December 17th, correct?
That's correct. The unemployed will get a 13-month extension of the deadline to file for long-term unemployment insurance, which goes as high as 99 weeks in some states. So they do have another 13 weeks. Most people can to have unemployment, and, of course, that would greatly help them as far as having income for the next 13 months then.
We've talked about people who should be saving for retirement. What about people who have already done so, are retired? What can they do to maybe lessen what they pay on their taxes?
Well, one of the big things we always talk to retirees about is planning. If you plan If you don't plan, then you're going to plan to fail most generally. So looking at, after you file your tax return for this year, and of course you can begin now, looking at your taxable income last year, your expenses, what you ended up look like as far as paying for last year, do some review for this year, see, estimate something from your standpoint of your income and your expenses, kind of see where you're at from that basis there, but plan for the year. And then, again, looking at tax-free and tax-deferred investments will help you. Looking as far as your expenditures, a couple of a married couple of retirees has about $18,000 of exemptions and deductions they can take. A single has about $10,000 of exemptions. So sometimes just looking at those particular categories might help you see if you have some more things you could put into those particular areas to help yourself. Also, someone that's turning 70 and a half this year has to factor in the required minimum distribution. If they are turning 70 and a half in 2011, they will have to begin to taking their required minimum distribution, which is about 3.65% for the person as far as the amount of their retirement assets they have to take out this year. So the main thing is just do some planning, look at where you are this year, and maybe talk with someone that can help you do some planning for the year as far as income and expenses to reduce your tax liability as much as possible.
And you did say 70 and a half, so 6 months after your 70th birthday.
That's correct, If you're turning 70 and a half prior to, if you're turning 70 prior to July 1st of this year, then you will have to take an RMD for this year. If it's after July 1st, it will not be to 2012 then.
And the child tax credit was expanded as well.
That's correct, There were several tax credits that they continued. The child tax credit was increased from $500 to $1,000. The alternative minimum tax exemption was raised to $47,000 for individuals and $72,000 for couples. And so those were helping some people that fall into those alternative minimum taxes as far as tax amounts that they can be exempt from that AMT. Another tax credit that was continued for this year is the American Opportunity Tax Credit. It's worth about $2,500 for people that may be claimed for 4 years of college. So those are various tax credits there that were continued. There are some others, too, but you just need to look at, see how those line up with where you are from your standpoint there. Another thing that's helping people, too, that we haven't mentioned yet is the Social Security tax is being reduced by 2%. So you'll have additional 2% take-home pay, for the first paycheck you have in January through the year. So that will help also as far as additional spending money then.
All right, so here we are in January. Deadline to file tax for most people is not until April. What's your best bit of advice for someone right now, aside from, don't procrastinate? What should someone be doing when they're thinking about those forms that they have to get in the mail by April?
Well, of course, in January, most times we say start getting all your information together. Hopefully you've categorized it and got it put where it needs to be put. But look at from a standpoint of, getting all your itemized deductions together, statements for those and so forth, receipts on the various donations maybe you've given, and just start putting things together. Some people have forms that they complete to put all that information together on some type of survey form. Others just do it themselves, making out their own situation. But here again, just needing getting all your information together, make sure you've dotted your I's and crossed your T's as far as everything that you need to begin to either work on taxes yourself or have them ready for your tax repair. So just getting ready with all the information you'll need to prepare last year's tax return then.
Stan Eden is with the Eden Financial Group in Springdale and Fort Smith. Talk to me on the phone from Fort Smith. Stay warm.
Okay, thank you very much.
Stan, thank you.